chances, as you'll hear in the call, before Northern Michigan gets the
good
goal.
Pressure here. The Wildcats are back up against the ropes, it looks like, as Walker Hyland will hold it in. Shot through! Save! Rebound! Was there for a moment and kicked back out by the Wildcats to center ice.
Boy, the last three shots on Dahlgren, he's given up great rebounds, so we got to take...
Shot on goal, and it went in!
Well, I'm sorry, that is not the... That's not the goal we were looking for here. That was the first goal. I'll get that back again. But again, the game winner was Mitch Jones from the point. And it looked like it hit something in front, but did it, Coach?
Well, they thought it might have went off Tanner Carroll's foot, their shin pad on the shot.
But it was one of our guys.
Yeah, and like I said, still, you know, we have to block that shot. We have a guy in a lane there, and if you don't block it, you're more screening than anything. So we're going to work on shot blocking this week. We're going to work on a lot of shot blocking this week. But we had our chances, though. I mean, CJ Ike's all alone in front of the net, and had a pasty, but he makes a weird little between his legs type pass to Riley Sweeney instead of trying to get it on net. And then Alex Patan has, you know, a great chance. He's coming in off the off wing. Brett Balsas makes a great pass to him. And, you know, Dahlstrom came up with a huge, huge save to give them a chance for that final goal.
Here's the goal.
Back to the point. Huskies shoot. Glove down. Bouncing puck in front of the net. Cleared out by the Wildcats to center ice. Seckel bringing it up to Michigan Tech's blue line and across the zone. Shot there wide of the net, hit the side of the goal. Baltus sent it around. Huskies are out of position right now, trying to get back. Here's Jones with a shot, scores! Through traffic, Mitch Jones gets the game winner with 2:13 left to go in the overtime period, and the Wildcats skate away with 3 out of 4 points on the weekend.
Yeah, just like I said, after the game, a punch in the stomach is what it felt like. It was just really deflating, but a fun game to watch up until that point.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling, I tell you. Anytime you lose, every time you lose, it's like someone, I've mentioned this before, it reaches in and takes a piece out of your heart. It's hard. It's tough, and especially how we played. I thought we played, you know, other than the first period, pretty dang well. You know, we did a lot of really good things, and you know, we had to work for our goals. We worked hard for our goals, and it seems like they come down and just throw one at the net, and it's going in. It's just one of those nights. It's one of those nights where, you know, anytime you give up 5 goals anywhere, it's going to be hard to win a hockey game, especially at home. You can't give up 5 goals. We've got to tighten it up. Our penalty killing's got to get better. Our goaltending has to be better. We have to block shots better. We have to understand, you know, what the situation is as far as penalties go. We're taking some, you know, the so-so calls, but you know, you got to be careful, especially after we score a goal. We're just starting to get momentum, and we never really had the opportunity to put them on their heels, or really put them on their heels, because we took ourselves out of the game. So, you know, there's some things we got to clean up in our game to give ourselves a chance. Right now, other teams aren't beating us. We're beating ourselves, and that's fixable. That's a good thing. If you're getting your, you know, ears pinned back night after night, and you look at it and say, wow, you know, we're not very good, or we don't have a chance, this isn't the case. This is the case where we're making too many critical mistakes, and things are going in our net too easy, and those are fixable. So I like this team, Dirk. I like this team. You know, out of our, you know, losses this year, like I said, I think 5 or 1 goal, and the other one's a 2-goal. Well, 2-goal losses with empty net. We've been in every game. Yeah. And we're going to be in every game, and this weekend is no different. We've got a really good hockey team coming up, and you know, we got to get back to work today and get ready to play those games, because they're going to be huge games.
All right, Bowling Green is who we talk about when we come back. It's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93.
Welcome back, Michigan Tech students. The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, located in the Memorial Union Building, is here to serve you and help you save money. The Campus Bookstore has the most new and used textbooks in the local area. Plus, you can even rent your textbooks and save even more money. The Campus Bookstore offers value, service, and convenience on campus. So stop in today or order online at bookstore.mtu.edu, and also like our Facebook page to see our weekly specials.
Holy Brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger, stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a A fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, if all you got to do is look at the standings, look at Bowling Green and what they have done in the last couple of months, and you know how tough of a challenge this is going to be this weekend for Michigan Tech. 7:07 on Friday night, 5:07 on Saturday night. A little matinee hockey, Coach,
yeah,
on Saturday.
Yeah, we got to make sure everyone understands that, you know, regular 7 o'clock Friday and then 5 on Saturday due to the bridge being closed at 9 p.m. that night. So don't be afraid to come to the game. We'll make sure that we move the game along and that everyone can get home at a reasonable time before that bridge closes. But these might be, you know, two of the most entertaining games of the year. Bowling Green plays. We had some great games with them last year. Obviously, we got 1 point from them up here, went down there and swept them, which was huge. And then had two close games in the playoffs down there, which I thought could have went either way. So they're a good team. And these are the games you want to play in, and these are the games as fans you want to see. It doesn't get any better than this. Like I said, they're top five team in the pairwise, which predicts or mimics who will get in the NCAA tournament. And as well, they're, you know, to me this week they'll be in the top 10 in the country as far as the polls go. So very good team, very entertaining team. They have not lost since November 14th, you know, so I think they're 6-1-3 in their last 10. That was their last loss. So very good team. You know, they came back from two goals down in the last minute on Saturday to tie Alaska. So they're on a little bit of a roll. So we're going to have our hands full here, and we've got some bumps and bruises. We got to try and see who's going to be ready for this weekend. But nonetheless, these are the games I know our team is really looking forward to.
Hey, you talk about their last loss. It came to Ohio State back on November 14th, and they have, you know, they, like you said, they won six and tied three since then. So one of the hottest teams in the country right now, and I just think about the last play in one of the games that we had them up here.
Yeah.
That controversial
that
still bothers me.
Yeah, it is. But you know, that's long gone, and you know, we had to move forward. But we had two real good games of them last year at home. I thought those might have been two of the best games we played all year when we played here, and then we went down there and actually had two really good games. And I expect the same thing this weekend. I think it's going to be very entertaining hockey, close games, good games, and we just have to make sure we're ready to play, which we will be. And then hope we get some bounces and breaks in the game and find a way to win them.
And Dufour, I believe, was a guy that really had good luck against us, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. And he got off to a good start this year, too, with goal scoring. So, but like
10 goals on the season.
Yeah. But he hasn't – I think they're all early, so he hasn't – it's cooled down a little bit like most players have. But they haven't played a lot of games, too, Dirk, since in that time. You know, they've had a big break there. So, like I said, but still, they're a good team, and we're a good team. I mean, you know, they're 1 point behind us in the standings, and this is the only time we get them in the regular season. So – we've got to make sure we take care of business and are ready to go. And I thought we had a, you know, for the most part, a good game on Saturday night leading into our, you know, our next eight games at home. We've got eight home games, and we have to establish that home ice presence. The crowd was great, and I expect they'll be great this weekend. And now we just have to finish these games. You know, we've got the lead. We have to learn how to finish the games. You know, Saturday against Northern, we're up 4-3. You have to learn how to finish that game. You have to learn how to put that game away. Part of it's penalty killing, getting a save when you need it, and taking advantage of your opportunities, too. That's all part of it. So, like I said, we're playing pretty darn good. We've just got to, you know, eliminate a couple things, and we'll be fine.
They are led by Polkamp and Dufour, as we said, with points, 16 and 15 points And I think Mercier was also in there, another good player. So they, I mean, they're really are they a well balanced team too, coach?
Yeah, well balanced. I think that's the thing you notice about them. Well balanced. You know, their goals against are down this year. Their goaltenders are playing extremely well, and you know, they got a good set of defense.